Pittsburgh Steelers fans, thanks for joining us for another Wednesday night. PYB in the building. Pump your brakes. I'm here. I'm one of your hosts, Tate. Here with my other two co-hosts, the triple OG, Shannon White. What's up, Shannon?
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome.
To our oasis.
To a safe space for Steelers fans.
Exactly.
And the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the flamethrower, hot take extraordinaire, Big G. What's up, Big G?
What's cracking, Tate? I'm going to give it to him early, man. Don't try it tonight, live chat. Don't try it. We already know what we got to do. We know what the assignment is coming into the live chat. We don't need no whole bunch of reminders because we in a safe space. Man, I love PYB, dog, because I ain't got to deal with all that other riffraff and them shenanigans and all that other AFC ops all in the, you know, trying to figure out what we do and stealing our draft picks. And it's a safe place, bro. I like being at home, bro. So hey, I don't Big like G. all that in the streets. The streets done got old.
Hey, Big G, you look fresh. Yeah. You look like you got hit with a razor and a bar of soap.
Yeah. My wife said,
"You look good. You look good."
Yeah, my wife said, she said, "The gray made me look distinguished." And she said, "Stop messing with the dang Just for Men. Let it go for a little while." And she's, I got to line up and all whatever else. So, you know, and I'm starting to look a little skinny, man. I, you know, Big Gina put the cakes down and the pies and the cookies. The Keebler elves then got kicked out of my house. You know, I go. So, you know, trying to switch it up a little bit. The big fine, Tate. The big fine. I got it early. Dang, Tate, you was making it too, bro. I feel bad for getting you.
Yeah, come on, man.
Dang, you was doing good.
I was getting ready. Well, Shannon, a shave is right, Shannon. A shower, I don't know.
Big G wash now. Come on. Come on. Every day I get in there with the scrub, bro. Every day.
Hey, man. So, hey, man. My theory on that, though, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a wife, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's trying to tell me about my little gray. I put a little color of mine on the side. My gray's growing patches right on the side, man. Yeah. It don't look good. Like, if it grew down there like yours on my chin,
yeah,
I probably would try it for a minute.
Yeah.
But my theory is, man, our women just want to keep us looking old, man. So them young girls are gonna be honest.
You know what? One of my coworkers told me that. My coworker said, man, don't be a sucker. he said, go get that dye back in there, bro.
They want it to be easily visible that, oh yeah, that joker older than me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I mean, if you had your beard color, you didn't see no gray, you might could pass for 38, 39.
That's what they be telling me on my job. When I get to tell them I'm in my 50s, they're like, yeah, right. But now they see it because they see the gray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, you could have been at work. Some state agent wrote in your job. Some young girl was checking you out, want to take you to lunch. But she like 33. And you like 53. And she like, I ain't test. He older than my dad.
Man, I don't want that smoke from Shonda, bro. I don't want this smoke. I'm good.
I ain't saying you have to do it. She could the lady could just want to take you to lunch. And you say, no, I'm sorry, I'm married.
Yeah.
But still, that way you know you still got it, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, my wife already looks way younger than me anyway, so it wouldn't matter if my beard was colored or not.
But you ain't helping the matter none, looking like old Saint Nick.
Man, I want mine to get like Shannon, though, bro. If I'm going to go like this with the salt and pepper shakers, I might as well just go on out there, bro. I want the whole thing. Hook it up. I want the whole thing, bro. That's boss.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. Well, just let it grow. You can dye your beard gray. I bet Shonda wouldn't say nothing about that.
You get a big facts, and we ain't even talking about the Steelers. That's a big fact, Tate. I can grow. Hey, that makes all the sense in
Big
the world.
Big G.
Yeah.
You been knowing me for how long?
Man, 40 plus years.
Okay. Do I ever come up with bad ideas, though? For real?
Nah.
Thank you.
Nah. That's just something I didn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. That makes sense, bro. I would look like Shannon. Shannon looked good up there with the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, that's a good That's big fact. You get another big facts. You big two in a row.
You at least can see what it looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to try. It makes sense.
So what's going on with you guys, man? Everything good in y'all week?
Yeah, it's been good, man. You know, I know we are still a safe place, but I'm just going to flash a sign real fast and then pull it down. Shannon, I know you don't know what this is, but Tate totally understands this. And then I'll leave it alone. That's for another podcast.
Oh, I know what that is.
Well, that's for another podcast.
You know it's not true.
Okay.
Well, it was true last night, though.
It's true in the MVP voting today, too. But we'll keep it.
Yeah, second, third, it's all the same thing.
No. Second place gets a bigger trophy.
Did they announce today?
Yeah.
Who won?
Joker won it. Joker won MVP. Shea finished second. Luka finished third.
Wait, I like Joker. But he don't look good. He's in a bad series right now.
It's over.
Yeah, they're the only team in the NBA that can rotate seven-footers on him and double him as soon as he touches it. And now you see that Murray's the only reliable other scorer they really got.
Big fact.
Ant-Man shutting his water off. Murray only scored 8 the last game and was pouting and throwing hot water bags on them.
Got fined 100,000.
Really bad. Right?
Got fined 100,000.
100K.
Wow.
That was an expensive heat.
Should have got suspended. Should have got that suspended. Was. Got 100K. 100K. Yeah. So, yeah, but wow. That's what's been going on with me. Basketball, chores. Get my way together and ready to talk Steelers, dog. Because it's a lot. You know what? Because I've been spending so much time in them streets, man. Tate, I think that's where the idea came from tonight, man, about all this stuff that's in the streets, bro. And I've been out there on them streets. And you know, all across.
Out there on them streets, what?
Getting fleeced. I was out there in the streets getting fleeced. So, we're going to put some of them, what you call us, to bed tonight, some of them rumors and all, whatever else.
Yeah.
We got facts. We put in straight facts.
I put in my vote for you not to get fleeced today. I got a sign. I actually just got back from voting about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It said on the ballot for do you want G to stop getting fleeced? I voted yes on the levy to G stop getting fleeced.
I appreciate it, Tate. Because it's been rough out here in them streets, man. It's been rough out here, man.
Yeah.
But man. You know what, though? I gathered intel while I was out there. Oh, and by the way, too, y'all, I'm in a Twitter beef and a Twitter battle. I'm in a Twitter beef on Twitter. I done started some mess over there. And I'm in a big beef on Facebook. Look, search me out on Facebook. Search my name and see what I've been talking about over there on Facebook. Because I done started some mess. And I'm glad I'm the guy for the job. Because we're going to put some of this stuff to bed.
I don't got no energy for that, man. Ever since Shannon told me about a month ago that my account was hacked and I really couldn't get back in it, so I've just been off Facebook for the past month. I really don't even miss it.
Yeah, but it's some big battles going on over there.
Yeah, but you one of the people that get put in Facebook jail though on a regular.
That's okay, because they can't stand the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's what I be telling them. You can't handle it.
Hey, man, you talking about Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
I was watching, for whatever reason, I came home this afternoon, sat down, turned on the TV, flipping through it. The movie Hoosiers was on, right? We all know Hoosiers, right?
Great movie.
Watched the whole movie this afternoon from about 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And I was like, man, I remember this movie when I was like in like 7th grade, 8th grade at the most.
Yeah.
You know, and I looked up Gene Hackman. You know Gene Hackman, 94 years old?
And still kicking it.
Yeah, he's still kicking it, but I didn't realize. You don't think about it, but when you think about it, like, man, I guess I'm 50-something, so he got to be 94.
He was in his he was in the 40s. He was in his late 40s, early 50s back then.
Yeah, then. That was almost 40 years ago, be 94. Yeah. He's in the mid-50s. He's a little older than you is now, Big G.
Big facts. That's big facts. So, yeah.
But hopefully, he
great movie though. One of the top 5 sports movie of all time.
Great movie.
I think I concur. But all right. Well, we're gonna shout out to everybody in the live chat. If you're looking at it on YouTube, stay with us. We're gonna take a quick break and come back and get into all this Steelers rumors, Steelers fake news, and let y'all know what the real is in the streets.
Big fact.
So you watching on YouTube, stay with us. You know we're not going anywhere. If you listen on our audio platform, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, any one of those platforms, we got to hear a few words from our partners, and we'll be right back after this, and we're going to get it started. And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes podcast on a Wednesday night. A hump day Wednesday, as the homie Big G would call it.
The big hump.
Hump day! The big
hump. Hey, man. Everybody in live chat, thanks for joining. Shout out to you people. Jeremiah Yoder, the homie T. Riley. Mr. Woodsy, after as usual. Both ways, after both ways. You know how Big G get down.
Hey, man, why you? Hey, man, I just want to point out one thing, man. We got an op in here, man. It's just stirring it up. Tim.
What you know, Tim just, talking about?
I'm going to leave it alone. I will get to it later because I got him.
No, because you know you get the Matrix real quick.
Yeah, you need to put him in now.
What'd he say? Perfect place for G. Facebook jail. Matrix is where the truth lies.
Yeah, put him in. Put him in.
Hey,
and
Tim.
Claw too.
Claude said something too already?
Already. He didn't start it up.
Hey, man. Start it up. You fellas got to get it real quick.
Put them in. Put them in and keep them in. Throw away the key.
Yeah, they in the Matrix. But, yep. Fellas, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on about the Steelers. Rookie minicamp starts this week. This weekend. Yep. So we'll get to see all the rookies, the undrafted rookies, the tryout guys. Mm-hmm. Get to see a lot of people. The Steelers signed a couple receivers today. Mm-hmm. It doesn't satisfy me the fact that they signed Scotty Miller.
Yep.
Big G, he from the 419. He went to school in Bowling Green.
I know that.
And then they signed Pittsburgh local DJ Powell from Duquesne University. Now, yeah. I don't know much about him. I like his size. He's like 6'3", 215. So I could get out with that. But he went to Duquesne, so maybe he makes a practice squad. Like, what are we thinking? I don't know. But so we're going to straighten up a lot of stuff for our folks, for our chat generals in the building.
Yep.
Hit that like again. I mean, we got like 85 people in here right now.
How many likes?
33.
Oh my God. Come on, y'all. Let me go ahead. Keep talking, Tate, because I'm about to get them. No, let me get them now. I'm about to put all the chat generals on the bench. We about to recruit a whole new group. Y'all, what is y'all doing, man? Man, don't make me put y'all on the bench. It's early in the game.
If they hadn't hit the like button already, the thumbs up, then they're not in the game, so they don't care. They're already on the bench.
I'm putting them in the bench. Shannon, they got to go to the bench. They over there with garbage Levi Wallace and Dan Moore and all of them guys on the bench.
On the bench.
Get over there. Yeah.
Hey, man. So, you guys, I'm gonna give the floor to both of you. Big G, I'm going to pick who go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Because I always want to defer to Shannon.
Shannon, go first.
Yeah,
just because if you were gonna say the same thing he is gonna say, I want him to get his out first.
Yeah.
Shannon, so I want each of you to tell me whatever y'all done heard, whatever y'all know, news, rumors, something you know, just give us something that we can dissect and determine if it's true or false. I mean, I'm sure if you're telling us, you know if it's true or false. Just let us know something. Steeler related in the building, Shannon.
Well, this is something that I believe is false. Now, I have no proof that there hasn't been some kind of discussions behind the scenes, but I think the likelihood is very slim that the Steelers will trade Najee Harris anywhere, much less to the Dallas Cowboys. Like the rumor I keep seeing, we had a discussion at Steel Curtain Network on our Slack channel about this. And according to the sources, that supposedly this is just a rumor. Mm-hmm. And then Dallas comes right out later that day and says that it ain't happening.
Yeah.
And that they're not interested. But you're still seeing it pop up constantly on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms. To me, it doesn't make sense from the aspect that they say it's because Najee Harris said some things last year and upset the front office. I never heard him say anything that I didn't think he was speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. Now,
sometimes the truth gets you in trouble, though.
Well, that's true, but the truth will also set you free.
It will.
And now, I don't mean free as that he gets to go free, somewhere else.
Free as he get traded.
I know what I'm talking about. I think that he was telling the truth. Anybody that could have went through last year's offense and not been frustrating, you know, hey, they're a saint. More power to them.
Yeah.
Because I would have definitely been upset, and I would have definitely spoke out because somebody had to. Because they retained Matt Canada for half the season and destroyed what I think they needed to find out last year. Mm-hmm. They found out that Kenny Pickett wasn't the answer, but not by the conventional method that I was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, they've addressed all that. That's in the past. Now Harris and Warren are situated to have a big season in Arthur Smith's pro-style power rushing attack. You actually have a real offensive coordinator now. You go out and Colin just strengthens the line. Anything that a quarterback or running back can ask for, now that line is going to be much, much improved. So who's going to benefit? The quarterbacks, the running backs, and whoever the wide receivers and tight ends are. So in my opinion, that is a rumor that lacks a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If the only reason is because you think that the Steelers were upset that Harris said some things that he shouldn't have, they'd rather him not to have said. I mean, look at all the past sins and indiscretions of some of the skill position players on the Steelers, and they just overlooked it. If the talent's there, they overlook a lot of things.
Yeah.
And Harris is ready to have a big season, and I think he's going to be a Steeler at least through this season.
Big facts. Big facts, man.
So I also heard connected to that, Shannon, that there is no animosity or anything between the Steelers and Najee Harris.
Yeah.
Like, no reason to trade. Right. He's not upset they didn't pick up his fifth year option.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. To me, and they can still extend him.
That's a team friendly deal
for a couple of years. You know, that's not out of the question.
Yeah.
That and the fact that, like you said, he's poised to have a big year and he hits the open market. So why would you be upset at that? You get to the bag 1 year before you would have if they picked up. And if you have a good year and make anything over $6.7 million next year, you're winning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Big facts.
It just doesn't make sense, anything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I agree. Totally agree.
Big G.
Yes, sir.
107 in the room right now. 39 likes.
Oh, my. I can't do it right now, man. I can't do it. I got to stay focused on the subject, bro. Y'all, please don't make me do it. Please don't make me have a Fred Sanford conniption. Please don't make me do it. Not today.
Yeah,
not today.
Y'all know, man. But Big G.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to come to you real quick and we get back to Shannon too.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you heard that you know is not true or something you hear that you like? Mm-hmm. Something, I mean, you can talk about this. Scotty Miller move is one of the guys in the receiver room as it's currently constructed going to be cut. Like one of the recent signings, like Quez Watkins or Van Jefferson or even the Scotty Miller guy.
So I tell you, I was going to go to the wide receiver room, but I think that's going to be a better thing with all of us. But I got one that I got some real intel information about, and I dare somebody to fact check me on this one. The Steelers ain't looking for a second corner. You can kiss the baby. I know that for a fact. Like, I ain't making it up. I got some inside intel information. I shared that information with Tate and Shannon. I got feet on the ground with some people.
Oh,
and I'm telling you right now.
I forgot you said that a couple of days ago about
The
people you know the people that's on the team.
Yeah, yeah. I got some intel, inside information. The Steelers ain't looking for another two. And you know why they ain't looking for number two? Because Corey Trice is ready to ride, y'all. That's what a lot of folks don't know. Corey Trice is ready to ride, and the Steelers brass is extremely pleased with Corey Trice and his progress. And they're extremely pleased with Mr. Jackson that we got from the Carolina Panthers. And so when we got to go to that nickel, Jackson's going to play the slot dude, Trice going to play on the outside on one side, and JPJ going to play on the other side, bro. That's how it's getting down this year for the Steelers. So all these
people like that. I heard a lot of good stuff about Corey Trice all last summer until the first preseason game, and he got hurt. So I never got to see him play, right? He got hurt right before the first preseason game. So never got to see him on the field, but only heard good things. I know he was a monster at Purdue.
Yep.
He ran about three or four of them things back to the paint, to the house.
Sure did.
So I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Peyton Wilson. I'm excited to see Deshaun Elliott in this defense. I mean, these are just obviously Patrick Queen, right? And these are just all new guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to mention Cam coming back healthy. I think Minka was probably injured last year.
Yeah.
A lot. He didn't never played 100%. He wasn't put in position to be his best Minka.
Yep. Agreed. Because you ain't got help on the corners. Your corners out there getting killed. And you got to come down and play a linebacker and protect the run and all whatever. Man, get up out of here. That ain't Minka's spot, bro. That ain't Minka's spot.
Levi Wallace was an automatic 8 yards on first down. All you had to do is receiver run 8 yards, turn around, and hit him. It was an obvious weakness that they have actually addressed. Now, as you say, Corey Trice, Darius Rush, we can't forget Darius Rush.
Yeah,
he's another avatar. Yeah. They just picked up this young kid from Texas, Ryan Watts.
Correct. Who's
another avatar, 34 and a half inch arms.
Yeah.
6'3". These guys are flexible. They go three safeties deep, and they still might pick up another one, which is another rumor we can talk about later. But what I'm saying is, as you said earlier, Tate, they got Patrick Queen. They have Peyton Wilson. I mean, the speed on defense is going to be there.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be another corner on the outside because Dante Jackson is solid.
Yeah.
But they've got so many guys they can rotate. And let's not forget a little guy named Beanie Bishop, who I think will make the team and see slot snaps.
Yeah, I don't disagree. He's going to be a gunner on special teams unless somebody get hurt. Yeah. So all these rumors that's in the streets out there, because, man, I'm telling you, I'd have been on the streets, bro. And all these people talking on whatever else. And when I got my intel this week, I was like, man, if y'all don't stop with the shenanigans, bro, that man, they ready to ride. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all something, and I mean this wholeheartedly. The Steelers defense that you're going to see this year is the best defense that they've had since the 2010-2011 football season. Mark my words right now. Mark it. Remember it. I don't care what anybody say out there. This is going to be the best defense that they put on the field since the 2010-2011 season.
At least since Shazier was out there. Because they've really strengthened the middle.
Correct.
But I agree. It could easily be the best since 2010. Yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you. And that's because they big and long on them corners. Mm-hmm. And listen, for all those people with the Cam Sutton deal, this is the deal, man. Y'all really, and I mean this wholeheartedly, Mike Tomlin loves Cam Sutton. Mike Tomlin loves Cam Sutton like it's his son.
And his teammates do.
Yes, and they love him. So they out of respect, they're kicking the tires on it. But until some stuff gets straightened out, I don't look for Cam to be on the Steelers roster. I really don't. It might happen at the last second, but they're trying to form the roster now.
So Blue Gold said Cam is washed. I think last year in Detroit, he was put in a position that he wasn't good in, a style of defense that he wasn't good in. I mean, if you remember one of his last plays for the Steelers was still in the Franco Harris game against the Oakland Raiders where he picked off Derek Carr right across the middle on it when Oakland was going for a game-winning drive.
Big facts, bro.
Hey, I gotta address this. Jay's upper teeth. Beanie run a 4.39, and he is a more natural athlete than Mike Hilton ever thought of being.
Big facts.
He has the same competitiveness, but he's much faster at 4.39 and much better at coverage. And I guarantee you he can match up in the slot. So that's something we got to remember this year because I think he's going to surprise some people.
Yeah.
I don't think Steeler fans and people in your region, Shannon, Mountaineers and Pitt Panthers and people, you know, that know football in that region is going to be surprised by
Beanie Bishop. He is so competitive and his feistiness and his stick-to-itiveness. The guy just competes to the whistle, and those guys usually are successful.
Yeah, yeah. Beanie will do well, but he's not. Jackson's going to be the slot corner right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm saying he's going to get more reps as the year goes on.
Blue Gold will talk about Cam Hayward. I think Cam Hayward will come back and surprise y'all this year.
Claude
said he gets 4 sacks. I think the Steelers are going to put him in much more advantageous situations where he don't got to play as many downs, and they'll put him in there, you know, on big run-stopping downs and big pass-rushing downs. And them downs in the middle, he don't got to play as much. He's going to get some tick on that bench,
This is the deal for Cam, and a lot of people don't understand this. He hasn't been healthy for 18 months.
Yeah, he got hurt last preseason.
Yes, he has not been healthy for 18. He just had surgery to fix all that stuff, bro.
That was a serious injury.
And he played. He basically played on one leg.
But we're going to have to see what he has left because that could have took a lot of his explosiveness away, which would affect his pass rush.
Yeah.
It could have. I'll tell you one thing I believe in, though. And Big G, I know you do, too.
What's that?
Because we got – That old man strength.
Yeah. Ain't that like it?
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, felt like in my prime, man, I challenged my Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out too well for me.
Yeah, big facts. I remember messing with my dad and didn't realize how strong that Joker was, man. You know, like, man, no, you can't. They don't work like that, bro.
Right. So.
And he's healthy. Cam hasn't been healthy in 2 seasons.
And he's motivated.
Oh, my. Listen, 2010, 2011.
Big G, tell me if I need to.
He been over there, dog. I don't know why you messing around with this dude, bro. Keep him over there, bro. Matter of fact, I'm going to take the keys away from him, man. Stop it, Claude. You like being over there. Come on, man. Keep him over there, dog. Just keep him over there. It'll make no sense.
That sound like a corner time bet, man.
What?
You think Cam Hayward get more than 4 sacks?
Claude, you know I get down, dog. Claude, you know, anytime and however much Claude, you still owe me corner time from something that we did back on the know-it-alls. I just got to remember what the bet was.
Here's what we need to talk about.
What?
Says, think we need Justin Simmons to replace Kazee? I ain't saying to replace Kazee, but I like the Justin Simmons idea.
He got it.
You can hit the brakes on me. That's fine. But I like it for one reason.
Only because y'all jumping out of order what I got planned here.
Okay.
Well, we gonna come to just one of that. That's one of the things we're gonna come to.
Okay, I'll leave it be for now.
So y'all already jumped the gun and talked about the so we're gonna talk about the free agent situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Big G already said no. No corners.
Mm-mm. Don't need none.
No corners. Nobody on this list is coming to Pittsburgh.
Well, first of all, they all cost a whole lot of money. And a couple of them is washed.
Well, yeah. So nobody on this list coming to Pittsburgh. That's what I asked.
No, the only guy who I would actually on this list out of these 8 guys that I would actually take a look at to say, okay, maybe, is Stephon Gilmore. But Gilmore would have he'd have to take a big discount, bro. Because Xavier Howard, I think, is washed.
Well, last week, I said Gilmore and you said Howard.
I said Howard last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Big G agreed with you.
No, I like Gilmore, bro. I like Gilmore.
Yeah, I like Gilmore. Yeah.
The rest of them, heck no. They cost too much money.
I like Howard. I think you get both Gilmore and Howard for about $7-8 million. That's what I think. And if you look at the PFF's grades from last year, even though Howard was hurt, he only played 13 games of the full season. He still had like a high 70s rating by however PFF grades their stuff. Yeah. But he still was one of the better corners and playing on a bad foot all year.
I get it, but Tate, I think he's going to cost more than that mountain, bro. I think he's
okay. Well, that's
Cam went the bag. I mean, Howard went the bag.
Yeah, but Howard's been injured 3 years in a row.
That don't mean he don't want the bag.
And still played 13
games.
No,
I mean, I don't trust his health.
Yeah.
Right. I trust Gilmore more.
Would you guys consider he had a good year last year bringing on Keller Witherspoon back?
No.
I like no. No.
I don't want nobody won't tackle.
Now I'm going to say, Shannon, now this is the thing. Witherspoon, for what he is a backup corner for the money, maybe for the right amount of money, because he's not a starter, but I can, if somebody gets hurt, I can put him in for a couple of games and spell a guy. That's the only reason why, because I don't think he's going to demand a bag. That's the only reason why, maybe him.
And he knows the system.
He won't tackle. I don't want him.
Yeah, he does. That is, Shannon, that's big facts. He don't tackle. That's big facts.
Y'all brought this up. Safety.
There we go.
You asked about KZ. Mm-hmm. These are some of the available safeties. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay more for Justin Simmons than you would pay for Gilmore or Howard.
Yeah. If I got a guy on the list, well, Justin Simmons is going to cost big bread.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so if there's a guy on there, man, bring Edmonds on to the crib, dog. Bring him to the crib.
Oh, yeah. I love Edmonds.
Go bring him to the crib.
I love Edmonds. He'll be reasonably priced.
Yeah.
If he will come back to Pittsburgh, I don't know how many bridges will burn. The only reason I was saying Justin Simmons.
He don't got too many alternatives.
Yeah. Well, Justin Simmons, you can do the three safety look because he can play a little slot if need be against certain matchups. So can Deshaun Elliott and so can Minkah Fitzpatrick. And you could rotate them guys. You would never know who was going to be where. You could really disguise your coverages because they're veterans, accomplished veterans. And it would just be a specialty package and throwing a defense that nobody else is playing.
Yeah.
I think that would be a base package.
Yeah.
Not just a specialty package. I mean, especially.
Well, I mean, it would be, it would be a base. But what I'm saying is, you wouldn't know who was going to be where, and you would have more versatility there than any other team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
Quandre Diggs is going to get big cooked. Micah Hyde, I think, is done. Jamal Adams can't cover the back. Man,
I almost said something
real explicit. So, no, not him. Justin Simmons is going to cost too much money, right? I mean, Justin Simmons probably wants a three-year $27-28 million bag. We ain't giving up all of that for Justin Simmons. So a guy who knows the system, I think we could get him for under maybe $5 million a year. It's Terrell Edmonds. But Shannon and Tay, y'all is absolutely right. How many bridges does that dude burn? You know, because he done probably made a lot of Steelers people real upset, bro.
Well, I think they burn bridges with him.
Yeah, what he do?
He wanted to come back. He wanted 2-3 years and they wouldn't give it to him.
And he went to Philly. They paid him like $3 million a year.
Yeah. I think you could get Edmonds for 2.4, 2.5 a year right now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Simmons, nobody signed him. See, it's like Terrell Boyd. Everybody was like, oh, man, everybody's going to want him. No, they didn't. He signed 1 year, 4.5. I have a feeling the Steelers offered him that much. But it was an ego thing. He's like, he turned it down. So he went to the Titans. But I think that Simmons has not had the market he thought he was going to have. So he's waiting for an injury to see, you know, if he can get more of what he's wanting. But he might want to sign with the Steelers for 1 year, say, 10 mil.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither did Tyler Boyd get what he thought. That market dried up on
it. It dried up, yeah.
He let the Steelers draft Roman Wilson in. What is it, Big G? Adios, muchachos.
Yeah.
The big adios, muchachos.
You had probably
big adios.
16 top class wide receivers drafted this year. Yeah. I say you had to consider about 15, 16 guys.
But wasn't nobody going to pay?
That just dried up the market for an older player like Boyd.
Right, but wasn't nobody going to? It wasn't the fact that he was older, Shannon. Ain't nobody paying all that money for Tyler Boyd to slit in the slot.
Yeah, but he's also lost a step over the last couple years, big time.
Shannon, he will not play any other position but the inside slot.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not playing the Z. No. He ain't playing the Y. He ain't playing the interchange, dude. He going to sit in that slot and that slot only. We got a gang of slots on the squad. So we don't need to pay him all that bread. Yeah, we don't need that to pay him all that bread to bring him in. No. We're going to run 12. We're going to get to that conversation. We're running 12 this year. Listen, for y'all to know, that's how Kansas City beat most teams up last year. 12. NFL's a copycat league. 12.
Yep. But not a great transition with your boy Worthy and Hollywood Brown. They really go back to a 11. Speed look. Yeah.
Yeah, 11. They're going, but that's okay. 12 works. 12 works.
Yeah, they ran 12 because they had to.
Yeah.
They didn't have that many quality wide receivers.
So, hey, if you're watching on YouTube, we're going to take another quick break and come back and finish up talking about available free agents for positions of need for the Steelers. And we're going to talk about our final thoughts and these rumors and stuff and everything going on in the streets. As a matter of fact, we up to 57 likes. Hit that like button again one more time for the streets. And we'll be right back after this. And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes podcast on the Steel Curtain Network, brought to you by Fans First Sports Network. One time for the one time on Slamming the Brakes. So, fellas, we talked about different positions. Talk about this one real quick. I'll pull this list up. You guys, some of you want off this list. This is not as critical a need, but we have three. Maybe four. The fourth is Jamari Moon off the Ravens practice squad at the edge position.
Okay.
Available edges.
Oh, that list is like, you know what? I ain't even going to mess around with it. Give me Golden back if we need one. I like Golden's productivity last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was definitely serviceable.
Yep.
If you got Herbig and Golden behind them too, Golden ain't going to toss no whole bunch of bread. I like him. I don't like Carl Lawson. I don't like a Joa. I definitely don't like Bud Dupree. And Shaq Lawson is big trash. So just leave me on with Golden on the list.
I like Bud. Why you don't like Bud?
Dog, now that's a dude that the Steelers don't never need to touch ever again. He served his purpose, bro. He wanted the big bread.
But
he got down to Atlanta and showed that he was not that guy.
Well, with the Tennessee, he got his bag then with the Atlanta.
Yeah, he got his bag in Tennessee.
But he ain't the guy. He ain't that guy.
But we talking about as a fourth edge rusher.
No. But he wants money, though. He wants money.
I think a lot more of these dudes got to be a lot more humble than you thinking, Big G.
I don't think they are, bro. I don't, because they know this game. There's a game in the NFL that's called attrition. And they know that when you first start all these mini camps and stuff like that, dudes is going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They know that there's guys that's going to sit out. And they know come preseason, there's going to be some guys that get hurt. So what they're going to do is just sit back and stay in shape. And when they get the phone call, be ready to go. So and the phone call means you want me, now you got to pay for me. Nah. I want a guy, and that's why I think that Golden wanted to be in Pittsburgh last year. He's actually a culture guy. I like his fit with the culture with the Steelers.
He did a great, I like Golden a lot. He was a great fit. He was productive. And I think that they've told him before the draft, you know, we're going to revisit you and your availability after the draft. And if he's still out there, I do think Jeremiah Moon, who I've talked about on another podcast, is a very intriguing prospect, and that he's already had some development with the Ravens. And if you watch his game, he's very much Bud Dupree-like.
Yes, correct.
Younger Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a big guy. He's got length and strength, and he can set a really good edge. And he's explosive enough off the snaps to have some pass rush ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to make a difference now that we got serviceable middle linebackers. People don't understand in our defense in the 3-4, bro. Man, them two middle linebackers got to be right, or the defense is going to look garbage all the time. And this is the first time in a long time them two middle linebackers look right.
And Peyton Wilson can rush from the edge. He did it for North Carolina State.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, yeah. Moon, I didn't realize Moon was 6'5", 250.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's Bud Dupree-like.
Yeah.
Well, they may be happy with him as a fourth rusher.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe. But Tate, if we got to pick up a dude, I take Golden.
I agree.
Yeah, I take Golden. I don't mess with nobody else.
Okay. The most talked about position.
Oh, my God. Here we go with the shenanigans.
Punter?
No, heck no. Heck no. Say, I know what it is. Come on with it.
And one of these guys on the list signed yesterday.
Yep, big facts.
Yep. Wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
These are still the available free agents. Zay Jones is meeting with Dallas.
Yes, he is.
Tyler Boyd is off the list.
Yes, he is.
So now we look at this list, man. They go get Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not pleased. What's the reason?
The reason is because the Steelers are going to run 12 personnel 70% to 75% of the season. They're going to run two tight ends. They might even run 21 personnel where you see Cam sneak into the backfield and you got, you know, multiple tight ends on the field. And the play calling is going to feature a lot of passes to Freiermuth, a lot of passes to Mount Washington, and a lot of passes to Cam Hayward. And for all the Steeler fans that don't like it and don't believe it, either Vance Jefferson or Rome Wilson is going to be your number two. And I think either one of them, because to me, Rome Wilson is an upgrade over DJ. He's an upgrade. DJ had droppies and all whatever else. Rome runs outstanding routes. We haven't had a receiver to run routes like him.
I'm not going to let you do that. DJ did run great routes.
But he was drop seats. He was big trash with the drop seats. He couldn't catch a cold.
He really had that in a couple of years. I will say Roman Wilson's a much better blocker, which fits.
Yeah, but probably but here's
faster.
The thing.
That 4.39 is probably faster too.
Big facts.
Deontay Johnson did nothing after he caught the ball unless he had open field in front of him. He offered you no yak yards because he didn't. He was afraid of contact. I mean, I'll never change my opinion on him because I can't stand that type of player. Mm-hmm. Now, the list that you had up, I would consider Corey Davis for, you know, the vet minimum because he has experience in Arthur Smith's offense. He's a big body receiver who can play the outside. He can block. And, we know Arthur Smith's offense, the wide receiver too, 3 and 4 gets about the same, a little less targets as wide receiver 1 gets. So, you know, you can have a variety of guys. You know, Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin III, Roman Wilson, you can put him in the backfield. Start him in the backfield and run a route out of the backfield. You can put him in the slot. Roman Wilson can play on the outside some. He's not just a slot guy.
Yeah.
So there's so many different options that they could do with the guys they've got. They're going to have a tough time deciding on 5 of them.
Do y'all realize in 2022, the wide receiver and wide receiver 2, 3, and 4 combined for 107 targets in his system, and Drake London had 121.
Yeah.
You realize it's in 2023, Drake London had 112. Wide receivers 2, 3, and 4 had 97 targets. So three guys combined, they don't throw the ball over there to him.
I would rather Corey Davis or Scotty Miller.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I would. Scotty Miller had a good year when he was with Tom Brady in Tampa and they won the Super Bowl that year. A lot of receivers was hurt. I mean, AB was out for a little bit, and I think Godwin might have been hurt for a while. He got some clock and he played well.
Yeah.
But he's not there. We got too many little itty bitty guys, man. We got Austin. We got Quez Watkins. We got Scotty Miller now.
Well, I mean, but they tough, Tate. Rome is tough. Roman is tough. And I'm gonna tell you something else. Vance Jefferson is a lot better than what a lot of people think, bro.
And he's bigger than people think.
A lot of, and we got a little sneaker dude on the roster. We got a kid named Marquez Callaway. Y'all need to go back and check him out. He's on the roster.
He played for the Saints for a good few years. Was a big deep threat. Jameis Winston liked him a lot.
Yep.
But what about I hear Denzel Mims is really trying to impress this year in camp.
He could, but
he's 6'3", 215 with like a 4.39 40 himself.
Right, but Callaway's 6'1", 205, and it can run like the wind. So I'm just telling y'all, for the Steeler fans, George Pickens is going to be fine. He's still going to get his targets, bro. But this idea thinking that we got to go sign a big-time number two wide receiver, mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, we're going to 12. I'm trying not to lean into the G-Stradamus right now to explain to people what Arthur Smith's offense is. But that 12 is going to be dangerous, bro. You're going to see an expanded role for Washington, and you're going to see an expanded role. Farmer, if he stay healthy, might make a freaking Pro Bowl. The amount of catches.
You are mansplaining, and people ain't going to like you mansplaining. So, but you're right. You're absolutely right. I think that there's a lot of hand-wringing going on.
Yeah.
A lot of people sweating it because they don't realize there's talent there, but they want proven production.
They want a name, Shannon. They don't want
nobody.
They want a name.
Yeah, nobody is proving production until they get the opportunity to prove it. And this year, some guys are going to get the opportunity.
I don't need proven production because you got to pay for that. What I'm willing to do is make a small kind of peripheral kind of trade on the edges, right? Mm-hmm. I trade for John Mechie, who Texans probably don't need. Mm-hmm. I trade for Treylon Burke, who the Titans probably don't need.
You had that on the picture to start the show.
Yeah, these first round talents.
Yeah.
Now they haven't.
But they haven't done nothing.
They haven't done it. That's why you buy low.
Yeah.
What, you know, low risk, high reward. Ain't that what you say?
Yeah.
If they got one of those guys, I would think the room is complete. I don't need one of these big money guys. I don't need to get Debo in here and worry about paying him, or Ayuk in here to worry about his contract, or even Cortland Sutton, which is half of both those guys.
Right.
We got Ralph Deontay for $18 million. I don't want to come with Cortland Sutton coming in one $17, $18 million also. Go ahead and give me one of these guys that's still in a rookie deal that can prove themselves, but not prove themselves and price themselves out of their rookie contract when it's up. They still would only be getting $4 or $5 million, and hopefully getting better and growing within the offense, and George Pickens becomes the number one guy. No doubt the number one guy.
But Tate and Shannon, this is the thing, fellas. The thing is, Arthur Smith knows what the heck he's doing. Because this is the deal. He freed up the $17 million to do some little stuff here or there, right? But he knows something. He knows that there's going to be guys, they're going to get cut. He knows that as camp goes in, there's going to be guys that's going to cause problems. And they're going to be like, I want out of this particular team. So, Tate, you hit the nail on the head. He's waiting for the big fleece. Arthur Smith is on the same is trying to get guys like me on the big fleece move, just like how we got Justin for the cheap.
Yeah,
that's Rusty for the cheap. He's waiting for the big fleece.
That's why he's being patient. Yeah. Blue Gold said Burke is trash. I'd say pump your brakes on that, because what they did was trade AJ Brown. I thought he'd come right in and replace him. That's a big expectation to put on a young guy with Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, he probably wasn't that guy, but he could be a good number two. Come on, man. You watch SEC football. You remember that kid at Arkansas 2 years ago?
I know about him because I know about my school, dog. You know I know a little bit. But the take, this is the thing with him, bro. This is the thing. The issue is he has the potential. But what will it cost us?
A fifth or sixth at most.
You think?
At most.
Yeah, they don't need him now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We don't need him at all.
They signed Ridley. They got D-Hop coming back. And they just signed Tyler Boyd.
And as you said, the longer you wait, the price there.
He gonna get the big fleece, you know. So that's what Omar's on. Omar Khan is on fleecing. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's on
fleecing.
For me, because the cost, fifth or sixth round, give me Burke, or give me who's the other guy? Mechie from Houston.
Yeah, yeah, and then
with Roman Wilson, you slide. I think Calvin Austin and Quez Watkins is two dogs, one bone.
Correct. But I think, and I'm telling y'all, Vance is a whole lot better than what a lot of folks
do. I like Vance Jefferson, but he's still a 3-4.
I don't know. It's hard to not be a 2-3-4 when you got Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. That's hard.
And Odell, right? When he was there.
You had Odell was the 3.
And they had that little Atwell kid.
Yeah.
And he was the big play guy.
Tutu Atwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Puka and dang on what you call it was killing Cooper Kupp.
Big G.
Yeah.
160 to 65.
That's a score?
No, that's
their likes to view.
Yeah, that's a ratio.
Man, come on, y'all. The heart attack, man. Y'all just made my blood pressure go up 3 notches. Come on, y'all. I mean, why do I have to go through this every week, man?
My blood pressure
be boiling.
You think with 163 people watching, we at least have 100 thumbs up.
Hey, I do got to give them credit. I know last week was last week, but we went well over 200 last week.
We did. That's why I'm going to give them some credit.
They got something to shoot for this week.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna give him some credit. I ain't gonna hit him with no kick rocks or whatever else. I just needed y'all to level up a little bit. Level it up. Level it up. Hit the likes.
You know,
let's go.
You know what it is, Shannon.
What?
Difference between last week and this week.
What is it?
Big G got to color his beard again.
Oh. No.
The ladies like seeing stripper beard G.
I can't do all of that, Tate, man. You're going to get me in trouble with that lady upstairs, man. I'm not trying to catch no strays on my sleep or nothing like that, bro. Got to sleep with one eye open like this.
Man, you've been
married. No, I ain't trying.
For 26 years, man, you got no worries.
Man, don't take nothing for granted, brother.
Now, me, my bags could be packed and I could be in the basement by the time I leave this room.
That's not good, dog. That's not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, man. But all right, well, we got some good conversation in, but we got a few more minutes, but I want y'all to just close with something, man. Close with something you want to see happen. Close with something you don't want to happen. And let us know what you got going on until we get with the people again on Pump Your Brakes. Big G, man, you go first this time.
How come I always got to go first, man?
You ain't going to. Shannon went first earlier in the show.
Well, you can let me go first because mine's shorter.
Go ahead. Yeah, she Jesus runs his mouth a lot.
Yeah, big facts.
Well, I am working on an article. Should be up tomorrow or Friday about Justin Fields and how that last year the Steelers were desperate for offensive weapons, and now they've got a really good one, and they can't leave him sitting on the bench.
No bench.
They got to work him in. They got to work him in for so many series per game with RPOs and rollouts, and let him develop, because experience is always the best teacher. And the Steelers got to see Russell Wilson is the short term, but can Justin Fields be the long term? And also that way he will stay progressing and growing in the offense if Wilson was to get hurt. So I've got an article coming out about that. And then, of course, the Steelers hangover on Monday and at 5:20 every Monday now. So definitely check it out.
Shannon, I was over there in the streets on the hangover, stirring it up in the streets over there.
You was. I appreciate
over there
that.
Stirring it up. Over there stirring it up.
Man, hey, man, two things. Hmm. Shannon, you said you was going to be short. That wasn't that short. Big G, why you always stirring stuff up out here in these streets, man? I'm still waiting on Mox to get at you because you said you would put Mox in the phone booth too. And I know what would happen if Mox get his hands on you.
He come on in. I ain't scared of him or D. They can come on in here. They ain't ready for this, bro. I don't know what you can keep that stirred up all you want to.
Hey, you might get deep, but most to get his boy Terrence Garvin, man. I can't even help you out on that one. And them two ex-pro linebackers that's 15 years younger than us.
I got or some more. I got some backups. I got some secrets. Okay. I got some backup, some Steeler secrets. They might not want none. Don't start okay. none. Hey. Don't be none.
Hey, live chat. Big G like to stir stuff up so much. Y'all get out there and tell Mos to see Big G in the phone booth.
Tell him come holler at me. We can start on the pod. We can start on the podcast first, and then we can go on from there. Cause I'm gonna hit him up. But you know what though? Mos ain't really confrontational, bro.
Nah, Mos cool dude.
Mos is actually real cool. He's real level headed. You know what I'm saying? He makes good stuff. But that little dude deep, bro, that little dude deep be getting up underneath my nerves, dog. He get on my skin sometimes. I mean, when
why? Just because he loved Kenny so much?
There's a lot of dudes he loved too much. He'd be over there idol worshiping. Get him out of here, dog. Get him out of here. You know? And then he's so dismissive. You know, he dismissive with his little answers. Like, yeah,
they got a good thing going over there. Like, we got a good thing going over here. So, shout out to the – to the Arthur Mos Experience with Deke podcast.
Great podcast. But, if you listen to anything else, listen to that. That is a great podcast. Great.
Great Steeler podcast. But Big G, what you got going on between now and next Wednesday?
Well, you know, of course, you know, we got the homies podcast and the homies overtime. I'm going to be able to do a little bragging by the time we get over on Friday. You know, hit them with what we started the show with the beginning, because this is going to be prevalent and real. MVP voting came out today. Shea finished second. Luke finished third. You know,
by the time we do the homies, it'll be tied 1-1.
Well, we'll see. You better hope, because 2-0 means you got some corner time coming too, buddy. So
nah, they, I'm gonna be okay. OKC got to win the series.
Correct, but Dallas ain't gonna win 4 out of 5.
And as proved last week, I pay my corner time like soon as I get it, I pay it.
Did I pay last week?
You did, because, yeah, but Miles will let you slide. And I said, why are you going to let him slide? You know, he's let Big G slide. All you got to do is turn around and get in that corner, and you did pay last week.
Yeah, I did pay.
So but who started the trend, though, paying?
Tate.
Okay. You know,
but I didn't pay. But anyway, anyway, so I'll be on the homies and homies overtime for sure. Make sure you swing over to the Know It Alls podcast on Sundays, man. We are live on Fans First Sports Network. We are live on Chilltown Hoops with the video. You get the audio. But, man, we're growing our own channel on the Know It Alls podcast. So if you like the shenanigans and stuff, it ain't a Steeler safe place. I can't be honest with you. It's a lot of hate going over there. And, you know, I'm going to continue to say this forever. You know, so if you like the Cowboys, that ain't a place for you, because I'm going to let them have it. Talking about they America's team, and they ain't over no Steelers. The Steelers is the America's team. And then, you know, I got the Level Up podcast with Andy, you know, and all whatever else. But the thing I'm looking forward to, man, the most is I'm really excited to see the growth for the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mount Washington and with Pat Freiermuth. I think there's something for the Steelers fans really to get excited about. I know Najee and Jaylen Warren's going to do their thing. I know we have a top-tier offensive line, whether people believe it or not. But I am really excited to see the development of Pat Freiermuth and Mount Washington actually to be to take their place, rightfully so, both of them in the top 15 tight ends in the NFL. He about to try to hit me with the break, Shannon. He going to try to hit me.
I get you, Pat Fryer. I really like Darnell Washington. But a top 15 tight end for Darnell Washington?
Yes, sir. If Tate, if he get 850 yards receiving, 50 catches, 55 catches.
I think he had like 108 yards last year.
Because they never threw it to him. And we had a big trash quarterback.
I'm willing to say he's not going to have 850 yards counting his first year and his next 2 years.
Back corner time.
It ain't payable for 2 years, I guess, unless he go over 850 yards sometime soon.
I like the long game, dog. Right. I like the long game. Bet the corner time.
I bet you 10 minutes on that.
Bet corner time. He might have 850 by the end of this year.
Not happening. It mean he'd have to have 742 yards. Shannon, do Darnell Washington got that in him this year? 742.
I'm going to say more like 500.
Okay, that's fair.
We're going to see.
He's in top 15, though. But anything else, Big G?
No, that's it, man. No, that's it. And I thank all the people in the live chat for sure. I really appreciate you. I see some people I ain't never seen before, some new people, like Chess Piece. I never seen Chess Piece. Man, we thank you, man, for rocking with us, man, and helping us grow.
That's Fans First Sports Network,
Steel Curtain Network.
That's a cool name, Chess Piece, because most of the time, y'all jokers be playing checkers. So,
yeah.
But I just want to say thank everybody for watching. As far as myself and Big G didn't mention, I'm going to mention it. That's Rather Cavalier podcast. The Cavs are in the playoffs. They got whooped last night. Actually, the pod last night by myself, Big G.
Did you?
Yeah. It got to be done, man. It's got to be done.
Big facts.
But, hey, and check out the homies and the homies overtime. Overtime, I know one of the things we're going to talk about is the Tom Brady roast. That thing is really – I'm not all the way through. I'm halfway through it. It's 3 hours long.
But it was beautiful.
But when Pay brought it up and said it's one of the things we're going to talk about on overtime, I know I got to finish watching it between now and then. Good thing it's just Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I was watching it one day, I think on Monday I was. My wife said, what called me from work? Said, what are you doing? I said, watching the Tom Brady roast. And I guess some of the guys she supervises at her work were talking about it. She said, oh, I want to see it. I want to see it. So now I got to pump my brakes and wait to watch it with her.
Yep. That's how I go, bro.
Took me all off my track, man.
Yeah. That's how I go.
Man. Women, you can't live with them. You can't live without them.
That's not big facts. That's not for
what,
me.
You can live without your wife?
No. I didn't say women.
I said.
Wife and women is two different words. Wife and women is two different words.
And your wife a woman?
Yeah, but sometimes I got all daughters, y'all. They get on my damn nerves.
And that probably make it even rougher, too. My neighbor across the street is him, his wife, and his two daughters. They both just got out of college, and he be going through it over there, man.
Well, I go through it. I got three of them. They get on my damn nerves. I love them, man. Damn.
And my wife is from a family with three girls and her mom. So her dad grew up with four women in the house.
I feel it.
They just be spending his money and everything, man. Like they ask for some. They dad and say, I ain't buying that. Then they come home with this one that's younger. They come home with it and they like, he like, your mom decided to get you that, didn't she?
Man, that sounds so familiar. That happened to me today. I got big fleeced again. Came and got the wallet, took the credit card, and left.
That's how they do, man. But yeah, yep, man. So it's been a great show. Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us through it all, man. We still got 136 people in here, and we up to 81 likes.
We're going to get 200. We're going to get 200.
Go ahead and hit it one more time if you haven't hit it.
Yep.
Pause. I ain't talking about hitting it. Yep. But
no diddy.
We about to get out of here until next week. For the homie Big G, the triple OG homie Shannon White, I'm your boy Tate. Shannon, take us out.